All right, we're beginning here on the top of Ted Amud Aleph by the new Perek. Hareini Nazir Minha Grugorot Umin HaDvela. Person takes a Neder Nizirut, but then qualifies the statement and says that I'm a Nazir from these dried figs or these pressed figs. And obviously, Grugorot and Dvela are not relevant when it comes to Nazir. So you have to try to understand what he is saying. Beit Shammai Omrim Nazir. Beit Shammai says he ends up being a Nazir, which the Gemara discussed why that is that he is a Nazir. Ubeit Hillel omrim eino Nazir. On the other hand, Beit Hillel believes that he is not a Nazir. And Tosafot on the Amud Bet says not only is he not a Nazir, he doesn't have a Neder here whatsoever. Although the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayot says that even though he is eino Nazir, nevertheless, we are Midayek from what he's saying over here. Eino Chayav Nazirut, alabal asur begrugurot ubedvela. He created a neder that makes him asur and grugurot in dvela, even though he's not a nazir. Then we have an alternate view of the machloket here. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, af kishamru Beit Shammai. When Beit Shammai said this, lo amru ele beomer harein hein alai kurban. That only applies when he says harein alai ki kurban. Now, what seemingly Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here, and this is the way the most Rishonim view it, is that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that we do not have a neder nizirut over here, but rather nazir is a vehicle by which one can create a neder. It doesn't always reference to a neder nizirut, but it can also be used or can function as a way to create a neder through hadpasa in the way that we use a korban. And the way that Tosafot explains it over here, Yesh Lamar, the nazir l'shon hafrasha, that it doesn't just mean the proper noun nazir, which we would refer to nazirut, but also has a meaning, which is nazir means to separate oneself, to relegate oneself to the side. And similarly to a neder, where you create an isur, you push something to the side, then the usage here of hareini nazir is not in the sense of nazirut, but rather in the sense of a neder. And therefore, the machloket here between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is whether you have a neder that references to the grugurot and the dvela, or do you not have a neder that functions. And we'll see examples of this in the Gemara that brings alternate views of what the machloket here between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai is. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayot has a little bit of a different view about what Rabbi Yehuda did over here, and he says, "Umamar divrei Rabbi Yehuda ladat Beit Shammai." That Rabbi Yehuda's position is only within the words of Beit Shammai. And Beit Shammai is saying that the only time that a nizirut is chal, or this type takes effect, is when a person includes the terminology korban involved with it. And as he says, Vashamar Rabbi Yehuda ledat Beit Shammai harei alai korban lefishu achar shezachar nizirut veha korban shehu mitnaei hanazir dayo. That when a person mentions korban and nazir together, then it's obvious that we're talking about a nizirut, because that is just too much evidence to the fact that that's what he is referencing. So now, the way that the Rambam explains it is that if you add in korban to nazir, then we're certain that you're talking about a nizirut and not talking about a neder, which would be a different, totally different interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda's statement here. And I have Rabbi Yehuda only referencing Beit Shammai, not an explanation of the machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, like the other Rishonim see it. Okay, so now, here we have two interpretations of what Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here. The first one, which we said with the most Rishonim believe, is that what Rabbi Yehuda is doing is explain the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and saying not like the Tanakhama, where it's a machloket whether you're a Nazir or not a Nazir, but rather, whether you're a Sur, Begrugorot, and Dvela, or you're not a Sur, Begrugorot, Udvela. The Rambam takes a different approach totally, and suggests that it's a suggestion within Beit Shammai. When do we say that he's for sure a Nazir? Is when he also included the word Korban, but that's a different path entirely. Now, Rabbi Yehuda himself, we saw him in Masechet Nedarim, says that it only works when you say Harei Alai Ki Korban, and not when you just say Harei Alai Korban. So Tosafot goes out of way to say that it must be that Rabbi Yehuda believes that when you use the term Harei Alai, that is sufficient versus the word when you use the Kafa Dimyon by Ki Korban. So even though he didn't use the cover of Dimyon, the fact that he said Hareini Alai, that is good enough. Tosafot also brings from the Yerushalmi that the machloket over here is with regards to the kinuyei kinuyim. That we have certain kinuyim that apply. And over here we have kinuyei kinuyim, which is almost like a second derivative And maybe that's referencing the Nazir. And he points out that in the Rishalmi, it suggests that the word Dvela is sometimes called Tirosh, or there's sometimes, we know from back earlier in the Masechta, that a Dvela Ki'ilit is able to make someone Shikor, to make them drunk. And therefore, maybe this is a Kinuye Kinuim that they're arguing about, whether the Lashon of Dvela is Tofes by Nazir, because it has this far-fetched connection to Nazir. That's a Efshita within the Yerushalmi. Hareini Nazir, mina Gugurot, mina Dvela, Beit Shammai Omrim Nazir. But Beit Shammai says he's a Nazir, and then the question that you're all asking, Vamai, Mikola Sheyasemi Gefen HaYayin, my Rachmana, the Torah says that and his Nazirut is relevant by Yayin, it's not relevant by Gugurot, Dvela, by figs and pressed figs. What does this have to do with a Neder Nazirut whatsoever? He's mentioning words or terminology that has no bearing with regards to Nazirut. Beit Shammai Savri Lo Ke Rabbi Meir. Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, Damar, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. That a person does not make statements that are meaningless. So therefore we have to give meaning or grant meaning to his statement. So the example of this is in the Gemara in Erachin, where Rabbi Meir says that a person says, Erach Kli Ze Alai, person takes a neder that the value of this Kli will be upon me. We know that in the Torah, at the end of Sefer Vayikra, Arachin are only relevant to human beings within a certain age group, and they have the list of what you pay. There's no such thing as an Erech by Kli. By Kli, you have something called Damim, which is the value of the Kli that you're donating. So here he said, Erech Kli Ze Alai. What do we do with that statement? So there's a machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. A person doesn't make statements in vain, and therefore we're going to reinterpret his statement so that it actually has meaning in this case. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo itnadev kederecha mitnadvim. He didn't make a donation the way that people normally did it. He used a language that just doesn't function over here, and therefore he said nothing. It's worthless. So what we're suggesting over here is, according to Beit Shammai, they are so rare, kamo Rabbi Meir, that ein adam mutzi dvarav levatala, that a person doesn't say something in vain, and therefore now we must reinterpret his wording to give us something that is meaningful. Beit Hillel savrei la ki Rabbi Yosi, and Beit Hillel hold like Rabbi Yosi, the amar gmar dvarav adam nitpas, that a person is held, we call it, accountable not only for his first statement, but his latter statement. Meaning that if a person makes a statement within a toch de dibur, we're not going to look at the first part of his statement in isolation without understanding what he said in the second half of his statement. Now what's interesting over here, the Balei HaTosafot spend time on this, which is that here the Gemara brought a machloket here between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai and explains to you what Beit Shammai's position is, what Beit Hillel's position is. What they don't do is take a machloket and say that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel follow that machloket. Because you could have said this. Rabbi Meir is also of the opinion that it's called Tfos Lashon Rishon, which means that a person is held to his first statement. So now, you could have made the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel here, that Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, that Tfos Lashon Rishon, that we just grab the Hareini Nazir, and that's all. So therefore, he's a Nazir. And Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Yossi, which is Ach B'gmar D'Rav Andam Nitpas. So therefore, we include the latter part of his statement. And the latter part of his statement ruins whatever he had said prior to this time. We'll see in the Gemara why in a second. Or, you could have said that the Machloket is like this. The Beit Shammai says that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala like Rabbi Meir. And therefore, we have to interpret his words to mean something over here. Whereas Beit Hillel says Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. That a person like Rabbi Shimon, a person says statements that are meaningless at some point. And exactly what you have over here is a meaningless statement. And therefore, that could be the Shita of Beit Hillel. The Gemara did not make parallel those two machlokot, because they could have explained Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in that manner. And what the Tosafot over here does is try to understand or explain why that is the case. It says, Elevadai, Dafka Bitmura Plige, that this machloket about whether Tfos Lashon Rishon, or Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, that whether we look only at the first language, or also at the second language, is a machloket in the Gemara in Tmura, Shadvarim Sotrim Zedzeh. Because in that case, he makes statements that are contradictory. So for instance, a person says that he wants to make this, tmurat ola, tmurat shlamim. He wants to make it in exchange, take this animal, exchange it for a shlamim, and exchange it for an ola. Well, it's impossible for an animal to be both a shlamim and an ola. So then what do? Rabbi Meir says, tfos lashon rishon. You grab the first statement and say, that's what he meant. Rabbi Yossi says, af bigmar devarav andav nifas. We look at the entirety of his statement, and therefore we have to take the full meaning of his statement in this instance, which means that he wants to make it into an ola shlamim. So what you do is you sell the animal, half the value goes to a shlamim, half the value goes to an ola, because they are contradictory statements, but there's no way for the person to articulate that without saying it in a sequential manner. And that's why he said it in that manner, and we'll interpret it there. But there, the lekalamim are the dibur acharon mifaresh. And you can't say that the latter statement is explaining the first statement, because ola and shlamim are totally different entities. But over here, you can definitely say, when he says Arini Nazir, Mina Gugurot, Umina Dvela, that that second statement is coming to qualify the first statement. In that instance, it's not an argument about, do we listen to the first thing? Or do we listen to the second thing? It's clear here that the second statement that he made has meaning. Question is, what type of meaning, or what do we do with it? It's a qualification of the first meaning. And that's why, Tosafot says, the Gemara does not create a machloket here between Tfos Lashon Rishon and Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, because he says it's not relevant in our case, because our case, there's clearly a qualification or interpretation by the second statement of the first statement, as opposed to in Tmura, where he's making completely contradictory statements, and you have to either reconcile with those statements or say that he only meant one of the two. And that's where you have the machloket Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And so he says, Elavadai lo shaykhi ha'u plukto lahocha. And therefore, this machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi has no meaning over here. And that's why the Gemara did not set up the machloket in that manner. And he says, umiato. From that reason, afilu Rabbi Meir de arachin yochol isbor de Beit Hillel de metnitin. That Rabbi Meir can even hold like Beit Hillel in our Mishnah. Mitaim et gamar devarav adam nitpas. Over here, even though normally Rabbi Meir believes tfos lashon rishon, over here, he wouldn't necessarily subscribe to that. And then over here, where we say, ein adam mutzi dvarav levatala, which is the explanation that we give for Rabbi Meir. So tell us what it says over here. What's the difference when a person says erech kli, that he becomes chayav in damim, because a person is not mutzi dvarav levatala? And over here, when we say ein adam mutzi dvarav levatala, then we explain it that he is a nazir in this case. So even though there's no sheikhut of erech, but we can't explain it that it refers to damim. About gugurot, lo sheikh ben nizirut klal. Over here, gugurot and nizirut can never be reconciled. So even though Rabbi Meir generally believes in adam mutzi dvarav levatala, that's when we can give explanation that has relevance to what he said. But if a guy says something that has no relevance whatsoever, you can't then say that we're going to reinterpret the gugurot to be a part of what he said. Now what we're going to say is that Harini Nazir is the relevant statement, and the gugurot we're going to drop from the statement. And that's what Rabbi Meir means, that ein adam mutzi dvarav levatala. Alright, then, both Tosafot and the Mefaresh over here ask a question, which is, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara in Tmura says, af bigmar dvarav adam nitpas. We don't just say, the N-words are the only meaningful words. We say that also the N-words have meaning. So then, in this case, how do you deal with that? Because over here we're saying that the Shita Beit Hillel is that Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, which means that we focus on the Gugurot and the Dvela, but that means together with the first statement of Arini Nazir. The way that we're viewing it in the Gemara is that we're just focused on the Gugurot and the Dvela, and we wipe out the statement completely. So the way the Mefaresh explains it is, he says, because we only say af bigmar dvarav nitpas when there's a way that we can be mikayim both his first statement and his second statement. Over here, where there's no way to reconcile between the two statements, you can't say af bigmar dvarav nitpas, then we would only focus on the second statement. And since the second statement is meaningless, then there is no neder, or there's no nazirut over here. That's the way the Mefaresh explains it. Tosafot, in a slightly more nuanced fashion, says, Yesh lomar da'achi mifurash b'tumra yechid devrav sotrim zedzeh. The lek alameimer the sefer lefrushay tchilat devrav ka'ati. Kehilchach chayli beta lishonot. Because over there, they're contradictory. Therefore, you can't say that the second statement is explaining the first statement. Literally, Rabbi Yossi. But over here, Iklamer, the Sefer, the Frushe Resha. Over here, you can say that the second statement comes to explain the first statement, and therefore we're going to say that the Gemar Dvarav is the Ikar, and not that we're trying to accomplish both statements. We will find later on that there is a Shita that believes that both statements are true. Ab Gemar Vadav Nitpas means that both the first statement that he's a Nazir, and the second statement that he's a Asur B'Gurgurot and Dvela will take effect, that you have both of those statements take effect. But that's not what the Gemara is saying over here, and that's what the Mifaresh and the Tosafot, by the Tosafot, point out over here. Now, as far as why we don't say that Beit Hillel believes that Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala is because Balei HaTosafot point out that that is not the Shita Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel also agrees that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. It's just a question of what that means. When Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, how do we explain it? Or what can we do with the fact that Ein Motzi Adam Dvarav Levatala? That might be in a case where we have the opportunity or the ability to explain it. But in a case where we have no ability to reconcile what you're saying, then we're going to say, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, but that's not the real reason over here for the problem. The problem is that since you are Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, that's what stops it from being a Davar that we could reinterpret. And that Ein Ochanami, that Beit Hillel believes, just like Beit Shammai, that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, and that's what gives you the ability to say, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. Because if you say that people say meaningless items, then we would just ignore the latter half of his statement. The reason that we give meaning to the latter half of his statement is because Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. And since Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, that second part of the statement gives the meaning to the first, which means that he said something meaningless. And that it has no bearing what he said over here. He's not a Nazir and he did not take a Neder. Based on what the Rambam said in the Perush of Mishnayot, it would actually work out well, because he would say that Beit Hillel agrees, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. The question here is, where's the emphasis? According to Beit Shammai, the emphasis is on the Lashon Rishon, that's why he's a Nazir. According to Beit Hillel, the emphasis is on the Lashon Acharon, and that's why you have a Neder Isurier of Grugorot and Devela. So again, Tosafot suggests over here that the reason that we don't say the Machloket here is whether it's Fos Lashon Rishon or Gemara Dvarav Adam Nitpas, because even Rabbi Meir in our instance over here would agree that Gemara Dvarav Adam Nitpas, because it's clear from his latter part of his statement that it's trying to interpret or give meaning or qualify his first statement. And over there, even Rabbi Meir agrees that we look at the latter half of his statement as well. Whereas in the case in Murah, where it's Zharezut Murat Olat Murat Shlamim, over there, the two statements are completely contradictory. And over there, Rabbi Meir says, Tfos Lashon Rishon. But here, Rabbi Meir could even fit into the Shita of Beit Hillel, not just Beit Shammai. And that's why the Gemara did not set up their Machloket in that way. Although there are those that suggest that that's exactly what the position of Beit Shammai is, that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. Why is he a Nazir and not have a Neder here? Because of Tfos Lashon Rishon. And therefore we combine the two together. And then the Gemara says that according to Beit Hillel, Shita, the Af Gemara Dvarav Adam Nitpas, by Neder Upitcho Imohu. Therefore you have a Neder, and it's Petach with it. Now Petach usually means that you go to get a Hatzarat Nederim for the Chacham. Over here, it's not that he's literally going to the Chacham, but rather, sometimes embedded in the Neder itself is the unwinding of the Neder. So when he says, Aredi Nazir, and then he qualifies it with Grugorot and Devela, what he's essentially saying to us is, I don't want to be a Nazir. Toch Tadei Gibur, he's telling us that I did not mean to become a Nazir, and he's reversing that position. And therefore he has a Neder, but the Petach, the interpretation of the qualification, makes it that the Neder is not binding in this case. The Gemara says, Ul Beit Shammai, Nami Nedu Pitcho Imohu. What does Beit Shammai do with the fact that you also have over here a Neder Upitcho Imohu? Ella, Beit Shammai, Sabri Lo Ki Rabbi Meir. Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. That a person does not say things in vain. Similar to what we saw before. Now over here, it seems like the Gemara is bringing a new reason for Beit Shammai that we didn't have before. So there are some Rishonim that say that this part of the Gemara is a Lishna Achrina. It's a completely different version of the Machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. We had the previous version, which is they're arguing Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala versus Beit Hillel, who's Sovek Rabbi Yossi. And now we have a new version of what the Machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is. Others say that this is just a recap of what we said before, but using the new information, the new question that we had, the Gemara now is introducing additional items or additional explanations to the machloket that we had before. So it's enhancing what we thought the machloket before was about, which is that we thought before that it was about Rabbi Meir's shita in Adam Mosid Varav Levatala, but now it adds on an additional dimension, which is Kevin Damar Reini Nazir, Havalei Nazir. Since he said, I'm a Nazir, according to Beit Shammai, that makes you into a Nazir. Kikamar mina gugrot nidvela. When he says gugrot nidvela, lit shule hu dekati. He's come to be matir neder, like what Beit Hillel says, neder upitcho imo. Now again, as Tosafot points out, he's not literally going to be atarat nidarim, but embedded in his statement is this reversal of his position. Tochdei dibur. He does this reversal of his position. He's trying to stop what he did before, or reverse, or revoke the neder nezirut. Beit Shammai l'tamayu, and Beit Shammai is the shita dam, damrei, ein sheila be'akdesh. They believe that there is no such thing as hatarat nedarim by akdesh. V'kevin she'ein sheila be'akdesh, ein sheila be'nezirut. And just like there is no hatarat nedarim with regards to akdesh, so too by nezirut. Now, v'garbe hekdesh, this is Beit Shammai the shita tam, who says that hekdesh b'taut hekdesh. That when a person makes something kadosh, by mistake, it is kadosh, and you can't reverse it. So by definition, if a person makes a mistake and makes something hekdesh, it remains hekdesh, then hatarat nedarim is not going to help you in this instance, because hatarat neder basically says, I made a mistake in the hekdesh. But Beit Shammai believes that mistakes don't matter. Even when you make a mistake, it remains hekdesh. And therefore, Beit Hillel believes that if a person makes a statement that is makdishit, and then tries to reverse it afterwards, that reversal, that petach, doesn't help you at all. That qualifying statement doesn't help you at all. And we interpret your statement to be that hekdesh, you made something into hekdesh, and now you can't reverse it. Similarly, by nezirut, when he says here, areni nazir mina gugurot mina dvela, when he says areni nazir, he is a nazir. Mina gugurot mina dvela means he's trying to reverse it. He's trying to create a petach to that statement before. That doesn't work, because you're already a Nazir. And once you're a Nazir, you can't be Shoel, you can't be Matir, the Neder of the Nazirut, even Tochdei Dibur, even if it's done immediately afterwards, and it's part of the complete statement that you're making. Nevertheless, you have a Neder, Upetach Imo, and Petach, or Hatarat Nidarim, and Shelat Chacham, do not work by Nazirut, just like they don't work by Ekdesh. And therefore, even if you made a mistake with the Nazirut, you're now stuck in that Neder Nazirut, and you can't unwind it. Now, why is it that we consider Nizirut to be Hekdesh or like Hekdesh? And that's because the way that the Mefarash explains it in the Balei HaTosafot, it says over here, Kadosh Iye Gadol Pera. The terminology that's used in the Torah to refer to the Nazir is Kadosh Iye. That he's like Hekdesh, or that he is Kadosh. That's one view in the Rishonim. The other view in the Rishonim is that a neder nezirut involves, in the back end, korbanot. So it's the equivalent of being makdish, the korbanot, in the back end, because he's going to have to bring those korbanot in the back end. And therefore, it's equivalent to being makdish hekdesh. And so based on that, you have a case where ein sheila b'hekdesh, or ein sheila b'nezirut. And if that's the case, Beit Shammai agrees that this individual was trying to reverse his position. He just doesn't have a right to do it. Once he put himself already in nazir, that language is tofes, makes him into a Nazir. Then when he says, even tochdei dibur, grugorot udvela, he's trying to create a petach. He's trying to reverse his statement. He does not have the ability to reverse his statement because hekdesh b'taot, or nezirut b'taot, takes effect. And then even if you say, I didn't want to, or I wasn't trying to, or I made a mistake, it doesn't matter because it works, even when you make a mistake. And therefore, once we interpret ein adam motzi dvarav levatala, person doesn't say something in vain. Therefore, we're going to interpret his words, Harini Nazir, as being that he is a Nazir. And then the reversal of that has no meaning. Even though it's what he's trying to do, it doesn't have effect, or he doesn't have the ability to reverse it in that instance. On the other hand, Beit Hillel, Sabrik Rabbi Shimon. Beit Hillel hold like Rabbi Shimon, Ditnan. Rabbi Shimon Puter, Shloit Nadev, Kederech Amit Nadvim. So here now, finally, Beit Hillel, we bring around to the other side of Rabbi Meir, which is Rabbi Meir says that a person is motzid varav livatala. And over here we have the Beit Hillel holding like Rabbi Shimon that a person lohit nadev kederach amit nadvim. Now, Whether this is a totally different answer of the Gemara, and is a different reason for Beit Hillel, the reason before we gave for Beit Hillel was Neder Upitcho Imo. So Neder Upitcho Imo means that's why Beit Hillel believes over here that it doesn't work, and now they're giving a different answer, which is that Lo Hitnadvu Kederach Hamitnadvim, that's one way you could interpret it, and that's why you might say this is a Lishna Achrina. Or the other way to say it is that we're explaining the two different issues for Beit Hillel. Why is he not a Nazir? He's not a Nazir because he has Neder Upitcho Imo. He took a Neder, but then he reversed it, and that Petach allows him, like Shitat Beit Hillel, which is, you're allowed to do a Terat Nedarim by Kekesh, by Nazirut, and that's what he did, he reversed it. Then, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, which is Lo Hitnadev Kederchan Mitnadvim, is why he is not a Sur in Grugorot and Dveila. To give me the reason for the other part of Beit Hillel, we understand why he's not a Nazir, but maybe he should be a Sur in Grugorot and Dveila. Why not? That's not the way that you make a neder. You don't say nazir in order to be oser, grugurot, and dveila. You use hareya like karban, konam. There are other terminologies that are used. People don't use the word nazir to create nedarim because it's a loaded term. That's the way Balei Tosfot look at it. And that's why we have that second statement over here, or the second answer over here, has come to clarify that issue as to why it's not a neder. And that's why Tosafot concludes that our Mishnah, when Beit Hillel says that you are not a Nazir, not only are you not a Nazir, but you also are not a Sur B'Grugorot U'Dveila. As opposed to the Rabbam, who believes that you're not a Nazir, but you are a Sur B'Grugorot U'Dveila, then we don't have the Rabbam's interpretation of the whole Gemara through, but that interpretation of the Mishnah would indicate possibly that the Rabbam used this latter statement as an alternate way to explain Beit Hillel, which is Lo Hitnadev Kederach Mitnadvim. That's not the way to create a Nazirut. Why? Because you said already Nazir, Migrogorot and Dvela. Grogorot and Dvela are not relevant to Nazir. So you don't create a Nazirut that way. So you don't create a Nazirut that way, but you can create a Neder that has Isur in that way. The Rambam looks at it and says, look, you didn't Mitnadev Kederach Mitnadvim, it's referencing Nazir. This is the way to create a Nazirut. Nazirut has nothing to do with Grogorot and Dvela. Okay, so that you didn't do. But at least you created a neder that makes you a sur, b'grugorot, and vela. Now the Gemara says, matnitan d'loki aitano. Our Mishnah is not like this version. Now we have other versions of the machloka between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. The first is the Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim, Nadur, v'nazir. That not only did he take a neder nizirut, but he also took a neder to be osir, b'grugorot, and vela. Which means that, Beit Hillel Omrim, Nadur, v'nu nazir. And over here, Beit Hillel means you got a neder, but you didn't get a nazirut. And the Gemara explains why. Beit Shammai Savila k'Rabbi Meir, k'Rabbi Yehuda. They hold both like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, like Rabbi Meir, which is, en adam mutzi dvarav levatala. So therefore, he is a nazir, because we're going to interpret his words of hareini nazir, that he is a nazir. And they hold like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, that says that this functions as a neder. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said the machlok between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in the Mishnah was whether this is a neder or not a neder. So what Beit Shammai, according to the Rabbi Natan, say is, they hold like Rabbi Meir that you don't say things in vain, therefore we're going to interpret the words Harein Nazir, you are a Nazir. You also, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that not only can you generate the neder Nazirut, but you can also generate an Isur Neder by connecting the two, and now you're also a Grugorot and the Vela as well. On the other hand, Beit Hillel, the way that we have an argument say is, Savrila ke Rabbi Yossi. They hold like Rabbi Yossi, which is, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas. And therefore, he's only a Sur, Bigrugorot and Dvela, not a Sur, Benizirut. That's the way that Girsa that we have is. If you look both in the Tosafot and the Rosh, their Girsa is, Beit Hillel Savri ke Rabbi Yehuda. The Beit Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that only, all you did here was create a Neder. You didn't create a Nizirut, you just created a Neder over here. I mean, the way that Rabbi Yehuda explains Beit Shammai in our Mishnah, that's the way that Beit Hillel is interpreting it over here. Now, if that is the way that you read the Gemara, then the version that Rabbi Natan gives us, the Machlok between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, is a stira from both perspectives. It's a stira because Beit Shammai says that both Neder and Nazir, whereas in our Mishnah, Beit Shammai only says Nazir, and Beit Hillel over here says it's a Neder. But in our Mishnah, they say, according to the Balei Tosfot, they said nothing. According to the Rambam, they said it was a neder, so then the problem is only from Beit Shammai, according to the Rambam. But according to the Balei Tosfot, the Beit Hillel is also a problem. The Rosh says over here, and this is what you were asking before, the Rosh says over here, when you say Nadur v'Nazir, Perish, Nadur or Nazir. It doesn't mean that you're both a Nazir and you took a neder. It's one or the other. It's either he was taking a neder to Zirut, or he was taking a neder to be Oser B'Gugrot Udveila. And this is Beit Shammai V'Shitatam. If he basically says I was a Nazir, then the Gugurot and the Vela become meaningless at that point because he's trying to reverse his neder and he can't do that. If he said, I meant to take a neder isur, then we say that it works, that Ein Adam Mosi Devar LeBatala, we can interpret his statement as being an isur neder and referencing the Gugurot and the Vela, and that's fine. So then it's either or. If that's the case, then Rabbi Natan, Beit Shammai doesn't necessarily disagree with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Beit Shammai says Nazir. And over here, Beit Shammai agrees. He's a Nazir, but they also think he could be a Neder. That doesn't necessarily disagree with our Mishnah. Beit Hillel saying there is a Neder here would definitely be disagreeing with our Mishnah, at least according to the version of Tosafot. Lishna Achrina Amri Law. So now we have a different Lashon that Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omim Nadur Ve'enu Nazir, that Beit Shammai believes that it's a Neder and not Nizirut. Beit Hillel Omim Lo Nadur Ve'lo Nazir. That is not a neder, not a nazir. And that would be exactly like Rabbi Yehuda's version in the Mishnah. Beit Shammai ke Rabbi Yehuda. Beit Shammai is like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Ubeit Hillel ke Rabbi Shimon. Shelo yitnadev ke nerech hamitnadvim. And therefore it's nothing. That would be then, according to the way that most of the Rishonim explained the Mishnah, this would be Shitat Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Exactly the way that Rabbi Yehuda explained the Machloket. According to the Rambam, that would not be the case because it's a totally different interpretation of the Mishnah, and therefore this would not be like Shita Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. To just know, in the Yerushalmi, there is a version of the Machloka that says that Beit Shammai believes that Nadur V'Nazir, that he's both the Nazir and he took a Neder, and Beit Hillel says he's nothing. So that it's the extreme, the two extremes there, where Beit Hillel says you're not a Nazir and not a Neder, and Beit Shammai says you're both a Nazir and a Neder, which would be a combination of these two versions of Rabbi Natan. It's not autumn. We have a Mishnah in Minachot. Omer are alay mincha lavi min ha-se'urim. The person says that he obligates himself to bring a mincha from barley. Yavi min ha-chitim. Then he's got to bring it from wheat. Because there is only such thing as a minchat nidava. Voluntary minachot only come from wheat. Kemach. He says, I'm going to bring a mincha from flour. Yavi solet. He has to bring it from fine flour because the minchat nidava only comes from solet, not from kemach. Shalom b'shemen u'levana, that I'm going to bring a mincha without oil and frankincense on it. Yeviena b'shemen u'levana, he's got to bring it with the frankincense and with the levana because there's only a minchat nedava that includes shemen and levana. Chatzi yisaron, he says I'm going to bring half an yisaron worth. Yavi yisaron shalem, he's got to bring a full yisaron because there's no mincha except for the minchat chavitim that is less than an yisaron, but no minchat nedava comes less than an yisaron. Isaron Omechta says 1.5 Isaron Yavi Shnayim. There the Gemara Menachot discusses why that's the case, because technically you could bring 1.5 Isaron. So you have to say over here he made it clear that he meant 1.5. He didn't mean 1.5. 1.5 would work, but 1.5, that means that he has to bring 1 plus 1, and that's why he's bringing 2 Isaron. Rabbi Shimon Poter, and this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we bumped into, Shlo Yitnadev Kederech HaMitnadvim. Over here, when he made these statements, they are all statements that make no sense. You don't bring a mincha from barley. You cannot bring a mincha without shemen and levona. You can't bring a mincha from kemah. So since he made statements that are not meaningful, we deem them to be meaningless. Since they are meaningless, therefore, you said nothing, and you're not obligated at all. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir's view, who is the Tana Kama in the Mishnah, says that, ein adam mutzi dvar levatala. Person intends to make sense, or to say something, or commit himself to something, and therefore we're going to reinterpret his words over here to be meaningful. How do we do that? We say, oh, he didn't mean barley, he meant wheat. He didn't mean without shemen and levona, he meant with shemen and levona. The question of why that is, we're going to explain now. Mantano, who is the Tana that says, D'chi amar rei alay mincha min esorim evi min achitim, amar chizkia b'machloket shnuya. It is a machloket, and Beit Shammai. And this is the position of Beit Shammai. Lav Amrei Beit Shammai. Don't Beit Shammai say in our Mishnah, Ki Amar Min HaGugurot U'Min HaDvela. When he says from the Gugurot to Dvela, Havi Nazir. He is a Nazir. Even though Gugurot and Dvela are meaningless items in the context of Nazir. Harini Nazir is meaningful. And Gugurot and Dvela are meaningless statements. We drop them. And we basically say he is a Nazir. So too over here, Achanami. Ki amar min ha-seorim. When he says, harei alai mincha, and then he qualifies min ha-seorim, mevim min ha-chitim. We say basically he committed to bring a mincha, and we drop the latter half of his statement, which is min ha-seorim, which is meaningless in this context. And we say that he meant to bring a mincha. What's a mincha? Mincha is made out of chitim, and we drop the statement of min ha-seorim. So the way that Chizki explains this is that this Mishnah that says that we reinterpret his words is following the Shita of Beit Shammai, where we take his statement to be meaningful, again, in the first part, and then we drop the meaningless part of his statements, like our Mishnah says over here. And that is the Shita of Beit Shammai, of which Rabbi Shimon is arguing. Now, it's obvious that the Mishnah over there, the author of that Mishnah, is Rabbi Meir. The question is, Rabbi Meir's Shita is that in the Shita of Beit Shammai, and that's what Chizkiah says, or can Rabbi Meir's Shita be even within the Shita of Beit Hillel? And that's what Rabbi Yochanan tries to suggest over here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tema Divrei Hakol. Here you could say that even Beit Hillel would agree in this case. He doesn't want Rabbi Meir to be relegated to Beit Shammai, because that would mean that Rabbi Meir is Shaloke Halacha. So therefore, he says over here, Be'omer, Ilu Aiti Yodea She'inu Dream Kach, Lo Nadarti Kach Elakach. Where the person makes the statement that, had I known there was no such thing as a mincha from the Seorim, then I would have said a mincha from the Chitim. So Tosafot says over here, he actually has to say it. It's not that we interpret his statement in such a manner, but rather he has to actually articulate this and say, had I known it wasn't from Seorim, I would have meant Chitim. And there, even Beit Hillel will agree that he meant to bring it from the Chitim, or that he meant to commit himself to a mincha. He mistakenly thought he could bring it from the Seorim, but once he realizes he can't, he still meant to commit himself to a mincha, and now he's willing to bring it from the Chitim. This is part of why, before, Tosafot said that even Beit Hillel agrees that Ein Adam Motzid Varav Levatala, based on what Rabbi Yochanan is saying here. Beit Hillel agrees that a person doesn't say things in vain. We just have to figure out a way to reinterpret them. Beit Shammai says we automatically reinterpret it, and it's done by itself. Beit Hillel requires you to articulate that reinterpretation, and once you re-articulate it, then we say that's what you meant, and that's what you intended originally. Now, according to Tosafot, if he doesn't articulate it, it doesn't work. Whereas Rashi and Achot actually says that it's Ki Omer, not Bi Omer. Tosafot over here focuses that the Bet is here, which means Bi Omer, when he actually says it. But Rashi in Menachot says it's Ke'omer, as is as if he said. And that means that we reinterpret his words to mean that, even though he does not articulate it. Amar Chizkiah. Now we have another statement. Chizkiah says, Lo shanu elishamar min ha-se'orim. The only time that we say this is true is if he says, Arei alai mincha min ha-se'orim, that he said barley. Aval min ha-dashim lo maiti velo klum. But if he says, Arei alai mincha min ha-dashim, from the lentils, then he said nothing. Michde. Chizkiah command mukilah the matnitin. Who did Chizkiah set up this Mishnah Minachot like? Kebeit Shammai. He set up like Beit Shammai. Vaha adashim, the gabi mincha, kuguguro, the gabi nazir damu. Now, if you set this up like Beit Shammai says, already nazir, mina guguro to mina dvela. Guguro to nevela are completely meaningless terms in the face of a nazir. And yet, Beit Shammai still says you're a Nazir. If you were to take that and extrapolate that over to here and say Beit Shammai is the author here, then even if he says, Arei alai mincha, min ha-adashim, he should still be a meaningful mincha. And why does Chizkiah say it only works by se'orim? It doesn't work by adashim. V'kamri Beit Shammai avi Nazir. And over there they say he's a Nazir over here. They would also say that it is a mincha. Mar says, Hodar Bei Chizkiah. Chizkiah reversed his position. What that means that Hadar Bei Chizkiah is subject to Machlok here. The way that the Mefarash explains it, the Hadar Bei Chizkiah Damar Leo Beit Shammai. That he said that the author of that Mishnah was Beit Shammai, he's now retracting that statement. Ella Taima Demuki La Ke Beit Shammai, Desavar La Ke Rabbi Natan Belishna Batra. That he is setting it up now, like Beit Shammai, in Rabbi Natan and Lishna Batra. De'it La Beit Shammai Nandur Ve'inu Nazir Ke Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Natan and Elishna Batra, which is the equivalent to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, what the Mefarash is saying is now Chizkiah is backing out of saying that Beit Shammai from our Mishnah is the author of that position in Menachot. But rather he's saying it's Beit Shammai Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Beit Shammai Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda says that you have a neder. Hareini nazir min ha-gugurot min ha-nevela means you end up with a neder on your hands. You have a neder from the gugurot in nevela. So here, by Harei Alai Mincha, now you say Mina Silrim or Mina Dashim, do you have a nether on your hand? So now, over here, when you're talking about a nether, when you say Harei Alai Nazirmi Grugorot and Nevela, nether is Shayach by Grugorot and Nevela. Therefore, it's a relevant statement to say you're Asur by Grugorot and Nevela. But if you say Harei Alai Mincha, which the nether is to bring a Mincha, then the statement that you make afterwards is relevant. Mina Silrim is relevant by Minachot, because there are certain minachot in the Mikdash that are brought from the Seorim. The Minchat HaOmer, Minchat Pinaot, which is the Minchat Sota, is also brought from the Seorim. So there is a relevance in that statement. But, you say, Harei Alai Mincha Min Adashim, Adashim are completely out of the scope here, which is that they don't have any meaning, and therefore your nether can't be interpreted as a nether, because you didn't say anything that was meaningful. And that's how the Mifarish says that Chizki was reinterpreting his position. Whereas Tosafot over here says, "Hadavei Chizkiya perish, demayed okila metnitin mechot beit shamai, umukila kerab Yochanan." He now backs out of his position at saying that Mishnah there is like Beit Shammai, and now says it's divrei akol like Rabbi Yochanan, and that it's both according to Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And now once he's done that, Be'omer means I'm reinterpreting the statement. The guy says, "Had I known you can't bring it from the Seorim, I would have brought it from the Chitim." Now, a person only makes such a mistake where he says, I intended to bring Sorim because I thought you could bring a Mincha from Sorim. There are Menachot that are made out of Sorim. I thought you could bring it. Now I find out you can't. I want to bring it from the Chitim. Person who says, Harei Alai Mincha Min Adashim, is not thinking that he can really bring a Mincha from Adashim. If he does, he's totally off pace. He's not saying anything that's meaningful. And therefore, we're not going to say Be'omer. When here he comes and reinterprets it and says, "Oh, I didn't mean Adashim, I really meant Chitim," that's too far afield, and we can't say that's really what he meant. He clearly did not mean that, because Adashim are not relevant within the world of Menachot. So depending on, the Mefarish says that the reversal of Chizkiah's position is explained like Beit Shammai in our Mishnah, but rather like Beit Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosafot says to reinterpret it, not like his position, but now he believes like Rabbi Yochanan. He retracted his statement and believes like Rabbi Yochanan, and even Beit Hillel could be the author of the Mishnah. But it's a case of Omer. So now Gemara says, "Vamai Hadurbe." Why did he reverse his position? Why did he retract his position from before? Amrava Matznitin Kashite. The Mishnah was difficult for him. My area Datani Minasorim. Why does the Mishnah say Arei Alai Mincha Minasorim? Litne Minan Adashim. If it was like Beit Shammai, according to our Tanakhama, then it should have said in the Mishnah Arei Alai Mincha Minadashim. He's Chayav Mincha. Just like Arei Nazir Minagrugorot works in our Mishnah, then in Minachot it should work Minadashim. Ella, Savra Chizkiya ki Amri Beit Shammai Otam ki Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that Beit Shammai over there holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which is, again, that's the way the Mefarish explains it over here. Beit Shammai, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, means that you created a nether. And since you created a nether, you have to look at what's relevant. By Gugurot and Dvela, nether is relevant. By Menachot, Adashim are completely irrelevant, and therefore, we're not going to interpret it that way. That is the way that Mifresh explains it. According to the Balei HaTosafot, either you have to say that this is not in the Girsa, or you have to say that it's just explained to us why. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you reinterpret your words to say, Be'omer, I meant this. If I didn't do this, then I really wanted it to be this. When I wasn't so rim, I wanted it to be chitim. That can only go so far, which is you still have to have relevance or context. And Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, Neder works by Gugurot Nevela because contextually it makes sense. Or it's relevant. But over here, where there's no relevance to the Shema Mincha, it's completely out of the picture. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Min Adashim. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if he said, Arei Alai Min Adashim, Min Adashim, it works. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Hu Damar, Bo'omer, Ila Yutu Yodeh, Sheinu Dream Kach, Lo Nadarti Kach, Ela Kach. Isn't the Rabbi Yochanan the one who said that? The person tells us, if I had known you can't bring Sorim, I would have brought Chitim. And that is only relevant by Seorim, where you could have misinterpreted, you could have thought, you bring a Mincha Min HaSeorim, Mincha Min HaDashim, you can't reinterpret your statement like that. Yes. Too far afield, it's too far-fetched. So he says, L'dvarav b'chizkiya hut gamar. He's saying, Chizkiya, you don't have to back out of your position. You can maintain your position. You're reversing your position because the Mishnah in Minachot didn't say Min HaDashim, and therefore, it doesn't seem to be parallel to Beit Shammai in our Mishnah here when he says Min HaGrogrot Min HaDevela. You don't have to back out of that. At my time of kahadart b'cha, why did you back out of your decision? Because it doesn't say min adashim there. Dilma lo mi boyi kamar. Maybe this is what the Mishnah says. I don't need you to tell me When he says min adashim, he clearly has to bring a mincha, because there he's trying to retract his statement. And according to Beit Shammai, when you commit to a neder hekdesh, you're stuck in that neder hekdesh, even if you try to retract it afterwards. That retraction doesn't work at all. That's why the Mishnah Minachot doesn't mention it. It's clear there that when you say, Arei alai mincha min adashim, that you're stuck bringing a mincha according to Beit Shammai, and there's nothing to discuss. That he's trying to reverse his position. Uktfos lashon rishon. And his first statement takes effect, and there's no reversal over there. Ella, ki amar min asorim, vadai dahochi kamar. But when he says min asorim, maybe he really meant it. Because, I kodsha kamincha ta'omer, I kamincha tzoda, tikdosh, that if I can bring a mincha like the mincha ta'omer, and like the mincha of a sotar and mincha kena'ot, then I want it to be kadosh. Ilo, lo, but if not, it doesn't work. So that's why the Mishnah Minachot said Minasorim. That's a bigger chiddush to say, Harei alaik mincha, Minasorim, and then we reinterpret that to be chitim. That's a bigger chiddush than reinterpreting Adashim to chitim. Adashim to chitim is an obvious reinterpretation, because Min Adashim is meaningless. We drop it, or he's trying to reverse his statement, he can't do that. So he's stuck with a mincha. The only mincha he can bring is a mincha chitim. On the other hand, by Sorim, you could interpret his words to be meaningful. Even according to Beit Shammai, I want to bring a mincha min asorim. There are minachot min asorim. If I can do it, that's what I want. If I can't do it, I don't want to make a mincha at all. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah says, too bad, the mighty min achitim, that you can't. Even though he possibly could have made that mistake by sorim, we still say it. Based on that, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, Chizkiah, you don't have to back out of your position. Maybe the Mishnah minachot agrees with Beit Shammai in our Mishnah, that no matter what you say afterwards, you're stuck bringing a mincha. So in our Mishnah, it brings Grugorot and Tveila. The Mishnah Menachot, why doesn't it bring Adashim? Because there it's obvious. If you said Adashim, that's a reversal. That doesn't work according to Beit Shammai. You're stuck in a Mincha. It brought Zorim, because there you would have a Havamina that the person could interpret it in a meaningful manner that would not allow it to be transferred over to be Chitim, because Zorim are relevant by that. Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. And we say that Beit Shammai still believes by Zorim that you have to bring Mina Chitim. That's why it emphasized Zorim, not to exclude Adashim, but to teach him, even by Seorim, we still reinterpret it to be Chitim, and therefore you shouldn't change your mind, Rabbi Yochanan says to Chizkiah, because you can still explain the Mishnah Menachot and reconcile it with our Mishnah here in Nazir, that is according to Beit Shammai. Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah on the top of Yud Amud Aleph.